Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening to AFR. Tim, Wesley, Fred, and now Chris Woodward. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Wesley, you want to tell people how they can use what Ed calls the at their internet to access the our show and podcast and all those good words?
Sure thing. You can go to AFR.net. That's AFR.net, and there you can listen to our live stream of our radio. And with obviously with the radio and the AFR app, you can listen anywhere, so you don't have to be in a terrestrial radio station radius. So that's a good thing. So go download the AFR app, listen anywhere. Even if you leave, if you're in your car and you're driving and then you lose signal, the app or the internet radio is the way to go. We also got our Facebook channel and our YouTube channel, Today's Issues Live. Today's Issues Live, you can go watch there. I don't know why you want to do that, but it's available.
Yeah, if you want to, if you're so inclined.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, everybody's using the app now.
That's right.
The AFR app, you can listen anywhere in the world as long as you got high-speed internet. A lot of people, you know, are telling me, you know, I lose your radio station when I leave a certain area, I use the app.
And one other thing as a reminder from our previous segment was we had a pastor and his wife on from Togo, West Africa. They are friends of the ministry here at AFA and AFR. They come back occasionally to give us an update. They gave us an update just a while ago. And in order to support their work, you can go to Global Ministry Inc., which is spelled out G-I-M-I. This is the website, G-I-M-I.world. You can support their work there. We support them. We're grateful for the work they're doing. Always good to get a report from the work they're doing there in West Africa.
Well, we're drawing closer, Chris Woodward, to the solar eclipse crossing the U.S., right?
Yes, we are. And I will say that I found one group of people that this will not affect, that is referees, because sources say they're already blind.
Oh, that was, oh, man. You've been waiting to use that one, haven't you?
Yes.
You've been waiting to use this one. Listen, so when does this start in Texas? I guess like 2 hours from now? When is that?
It's coming up here in the next hour to 2 hours.
Okay.
Just after 1 o'clock Central.
Okay, listen, where we live right now, which is in Tupelo, Mississippi, I'm looking out and the sun's shining.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So as long as that's the case and the clouds stay away, and I don't know if that'll be the case in 2 hours or not, we should see not as much as our friends in Arkansas and Cape Girardeau and St. Louis and Indianapolis, but 90% blockage.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Blockout, so eclipse, I guess I should say, not blockage, but. Is that right? Am I right?
Well, Mississippi, you can say blockage, but we're on live radio. We have a
across
national,
the country.
Yes.
Yeah, so I need an interpreter.
Yeah, you need eclipse.
Eclipse. I'm going to use the science word.
That's right.
So what about it, Fred? So is that true?
No, you're definitely going to see it. If it stays like this, you're definitely going to be able to detect the impact of the sun rays being somewhat blocked.
That was a map that we shared last week, I want to say on Thursday. It would still be on our Facebook page for people to go back and find, but it showed the northwest corner of Mississippi to be more in the path. So if you're listening to us in what's called the Mississippi Delta, you may get more of a feel of this than, say, us here in Tupelo. But we'll still see something.
Texarkana, Little Rock, Memphis, I'm thinking Paducah, Owensboro, Indianapolis, up to basically following the Ohio River. Mm-hmm. All the way up to Pittsburgh,
and over
and
to
then
Maine.
Up to Buffalo, and then up to Fred's home country.
Yeah, you get into New Hampshire, and then on out to Nova Scotia, Newfoundland.
But now other parts of the country, that's sort of ground zero for the cross.
Mm-hmm.
But other parts of the country, obviously, the further you get from that line I've just described, the less the impact is going to be visible, so to speak.
Yep.
Right, but you're looking at it. But what time does it have the time when that starts in Texas? Does that say?
No, sir. It doesn't say here. It
didn't say what time.
I think it's 11.
Okay. Anyway, big day. Mm-hmm. We guess. We don't know what's going to happen exactly.
I can, according to CBS News, Dallas, Texas, 12:23 p.m. Central Time.
Okay, what about Little Rock?
That is, 12:33. If you're listening to us in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, or Missouri, if you're of that persuasion, 12:39 p.m.
Okay, what about Jackson, Tennessee? We have a lot of listeners in Jackson. When is that?
That is not listed.
Well, that's going to be off the mark.
I guess I should.
Jackson, Tennessee is going to be off the
mark.
I
will share this.
You mean?
I mean of the
barely. Barely. It's barely off the mark. Yeah. Tell me the complete block.
Sure. Yeah, that's what I'm talking
anyway.
About.
Anyway, I think we pretty much exhausted our understanding of the lunar of the solar eclipse.
Yes, we have.
So good thing this won't happen again for another 15 years.
I'm watching a reporter right now in Kerrville, Texas.
All right.
And she's got her glasses on, Tim. They look a little bit more fancy than yours.
Yeah, they do. She looks like she's been drinking, though, to me. I don't know.
And those glasses look a little more official.
So I got my glasses. They do look a little more official. I do have my glasses here that staff here handed them to me and said, go with these.
Are you sure that's not just the regular 3D movie glasses?
That was left over from Avatar. Yeah.
They do look like.
They sure do.
That glasses they hand you when you go to a 3D movie.
I'm going to have to look that brand up. Let's see how official they are.
It says Medical King.
Medical
King glasses. They're like paper, and they got instructions you can't read. The writing's so small, hardly.
From the people who brought you cloth masks.
It does say conforms to and meets the transmission requirements of ISO 12123 code 2 filters for direct observation of the sun. So that's what it says here. Let's see if it's false advertising. All right, you're listening to today's issues. It's too late to order them, Wesley. Wes is looking on the internet trying to order him some glasses. Too late.
We do have some fulfillment centers here in Mississippi now. You might get them.
You got 2 hours, 2 or 3 hours here to. All right. Well, look up. Okay. Just look up impact for where we are.
Okay.
Just so we'll know. Fred will know.
As far as what time is the eclipse?
Yeah, time of the eclipse. Want to know what time it is
I'm
here.
I'm looking now.
Then we'll move on to more important topics.
Oh, because I got plenty of doom and gloom. You know me. Okay. Well, according to the National Weather Service in Memphis, 12:38 p.m., Tupelo, Mississippi. Jackson, Tennessee, to your previous question, was 12:40. I'm curious as to why Memphis would be 12:37, Jackson, Tennessee would be 12:40, and Tupelo would be 12:38. But maybe the National Weather Service knows more than me.
I don't have an answer for you,
Chris. I don't either. That seems kind of odd to me. Jackson, Tennessee is pretty
close. One of those
to
mysteries of life. We may never know. All right, Chris, what's your first doom and gloom?
Yes, we have a story here, and we have long talked about on this program how inflation and immigration are the issues for the majority of voters in the 2024 election. And here I've got a story. It's from the business section of New York Post. It came out late last week, and the headline is this: food inflation is so bad that a $100 grocery list in 2019 costs you $137 today. So it's gone up $37 in about 5 years. And I have some
good
to this
grief. In 5 years, today's 14. Today's 2024. So in 5 years, the cost of the groceries that once cost you $100 cost $137?
Correct.
Yeah. And I think that would be an average. There would be people listening to us right now that say, no.
It's more.
A whole lot more.
Yeah.
Well, now, there is a what's known as a price of living increase annually that we come to expect. It doesn't matter whether there's a Republican or a Democrat in the White House. It's usually about 3 to 4%. Am I right about this, guys?
3%.
Yep.
3%. So that's anticipated, but what we're talking about right here is way above that. This is what's called Bidenflation. That is the inflation, the skyrocketing inflation that has taken place since Joe Biden became president, and it isn't going away and it isn't going down. Now, you may say, well, I mean, whether you blame him or not,
sure.
I think, as we've said before, the economy with the president, whoever he may be, if it's good times, you get credit. If it's bad times, you get the blame. And it really doesn't matter whether you're responsible for it or not. The American people judge you on how that goes, Wesley.
Yes, now that's true, and that's a very objective and fair starting point. However, when President Biden continuously says everything's fine, that's also a problem.
You know what I would tell him?
Yeah.
Denial ain't just a river in Egypt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm?
Oh, yeah.
If I could tell him that, I'd tell him that to his face.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy for him to say that. He doesn't have to pay for his food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He doesn't live in our world.
Yeah.
Now, you said, Fred, that a top Democrat advisor publicly has said that Biden needs to be quiet when it comes to the economy, right?
And that advisor's former Obama advisor, David Axelrod, listen to what he had to say. Cut five.
I wouldn't go out there and extol the miracle of the Biden economy. It just drives me crazy when he does that. I think he needs to put himself on the side of working people in their economic fight here.
Yeah, I tell you what, I think what David Axelrod is saying there, he was on a network interview, but if he was talking one-to-one with an individual, he would be saying, Joe Biden, shut up. Stop talking about what a great job Bidenomics is doing.
Yes.
Because the American people aren't buying it. And what Axelrod is saying is that Biden needs to get down where the real people live and start to understand they are hurting. We did reports just a few weeks ago. $1 trillion in credit card debt in America right now. $1 trillion. And so, you know, he's saying, Biden, you know, Biden, stop talking that way. In fact, Joe Concha, who is one of the people on Fox that talks about these things, had this response to what Axelrod had to say. Cut six.
That is a message to Joe Biden that, look, you got to do the Bill Clinton, right? I feel your pain because rent and gas prices and prices in general are too high. And the fact is that people cannot afford many things right now is something that can't be unspun by Team Biden or his friends in the media. The bottom line is that food prices, for example, are 37% since 2019. And that's something that people buy every day. And they know that something has to change. And that's the message that Axelrod and Obama, by extension, is trying to send to this president.
You know, you guys have often pointed about how, you know, it's never my fault, it's somebody else's. Sometimes they'll, you know, when asked about this, Karine Jean-Pierre will come up with some laughable dismissal. And in this particular case, with food inflation being so bad that $100 5 years ago was $137 today, I talked to an economist at the Heritage Foundation by the name of E.J. Antoni, and I asked him a hypothetical statement such as, you know, if Karine Jean-Pierre were to dismiss this and say, well, it's only $37 more today, how would you answer that kind of rebuttal here? Clip 13.
Only $37 really out of $100? That's 37%. That's more than a third. Has your income gone up by more than a third to compensate for that? I don't think so. Only a member of the disconnected elite could possibly dismiss the fact that people's food prices are up 37%, which is much higher than the government statistics, by the way. And part of the reason for that is that the government statistics are not capturing how people are changing behavior. In other words, you know, plenty of middle class folks occasionally might have indulged in a nice steak like a ribeye or a filet, and now they can't afford that, so they're switching to things like ground beef. But that was something that was disproportionately purchased by people who had lower incomes to begin with. So now items that formerly were inexpensive, things like ground beef, have now gone up in price, not only because of the inflation, but because of a shift in consumer demand. And so the people who have been hit the hardest by Joe Biden's inflation are the people with low and even middle incomes, the folks who are least able to afford it.
What hey, Wesley, go.
No, what he said.
What he said.
Yeah. I mean, right. You can't say it any better than that.
You were telling me about this about a year or two ago.
Yes.
About seeing this at the grocery store.
Yeah, it was about 6 to 8 months in to the new Biden administration is when I began to go, wait a minute, Like, because Chelsea would come on when I primarily with what we work together, but I primarily do the finances in our house. And she kept coming back, and it was
But you send her to the grocery store.
Yeah, she go to the grocery store, and she'd come back. She'd tell me how much and all that. And there for a little while, it was like, okay, well, you spend a little more this time. That's okay. One time, you know, every now and then, maybe you have a birthday party or something. Right, you spend more than you would otherwise. Well, after a couple months in, I noticed we just kept being off by a good amount, and I had to sit down and finally punch the numbers and go, Chelsea, you realize you're spending $150 more per trip to the grocery store than we were the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's a change in administration. And she said, I said, just quit buying. And then we
quit buying food.
Quit buying stuff. Yeah. So then we're
going to learn to fast, kids.
Yeah. So we looked at what we were buying, and then there was a few things that we were able to trim here or there to save $15, $20. But by and large, the things we were getting from the very beginning were essential. I mean, they're like toothpaste. I mean, milk. I mean, talking about very basic stuff. And we were still up well over.
You weren't splurging for the filet mignon.
We weren't doing that to begin with.
Right.
When we sat down and pushed all the numbers. So, but long story short, somebody like me with all that's going on, I remember the days in the Trump administration where what I could get for $300, I'm now having to spend almost $500.
Yeah. Well, that's why they call it Bidenflation.
Yep. Uh-huh. So
anyway, that and illegal immigration, that is inflation and illegal immigration, are the top two issues that voters are considering right now.
Yep.
That's why Biden is at risk of being beat in November by Trump.
Yep.
Because Biden is in a bad place politically. It's kind of like what Jimmy Carter was in when Ronald Reagan beat him. You remember that? Now, we got a long way to go till November, but now the Real Clear Politics average, which is a average of a lot of different polls, okay, if you believe the polls, and the polls have been pretty right the last couple of years, but the polls show that in the average of the polls, which I trust more than any one individual poll, show in the swing states, which our election will be decided in, that Trump is leading Biden slightly, like 2 percentage points here, 3 there. It's within the margin of error. But the last time I checked, which was about 3 or 4 days ago, Trump was winning in all those swing states.
Yeah. And that's absolutely amazing, because the mainstream media is in the lap of the Democratic Party and Biden.
Yeah.
I look at AP stuff every day.
Right.
For hours. Every story about Trump puts a negative spin on it.
Everyone
about Biden. They don't do, the Associated Press won't do a negative story about Biden and the Bidenomics.
No, they've chosen a side.
And they almost completely ignore the border.
Yes.
Almost completely.
You're talking about the mainstream media?
Yeah. They almost completely avoid. The only time, you know, Fox shows the video of these people storming across the border.
Yeah.
You do not see video clips on the other mainstream media of that. They don't want you to know that.
Right. Right. But I think the word
polls are still showing.
I think the word is getting out in different ways. But to Fred's point, the liberal mainstream media, they try to cover for Biden.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They try to cover. Yes. What are you going
to
say?
Oh, I was trying to find an example. That was one story last week that Fred and I were talking about. Basically, the AP, which is an extension of the White House press office and has been for a long time, they started off saying Donald Trump continues to use rhetoric denounced by Democrats. That was the first seven or eight words of the sentence.
Earth-breaking news right there. That's never been heard before.
But, you know, the sad thing is, and I pointed this out last week when I had the actual thing that I read from on this show, the sad thing is a lot of news outlets, not even the small ones, major market news outlets, just rip and read whatever the AP says as if it's the Gospel of John. So that's why there's a lot of people in America today that don't know these kinds of things and don't get these kinds of stories about food inflation, because the AP doesn't do it, and therefore the news outlet doesn't share it somehow, some way.
Yep.
The Speaking of the mainstream media, CNN's got a, they're showing right now a young couple who are getting married today in Arkansas. I don't know if they're going to get married just before or just after the solar eclipse, right?
Hundreds of couples to marry in Arkansas during eclipse.
Yeah, I'm looking at the groom. Is that a camo tux he has on?
No. I know what camo looks like.
It's not camo. It's like different kind of fabric.
That's right.
But anyway, this I guess some
stereotyping Arkansas people. They
will. I'm not. Listen, I wouldn't dare do that.
Wouldn't, would you?
No, I wouldn't do that. You know,
that's like something I would do. That
they're in CNN is live in Russellville, Arkansas. That was coming in. I heard some radio stations doing every kind of eclipse related song they could think of. Total Eclipse of the Heart has been used a lot.
Well, that's Bonnie Tyler, I think. Wasn't it Bonnie Tyler, Fred?
Carly Simon mentioned the Eclipse of the Sun in Nova Scotia. Remember? She was.
That was You're So Vain.
You're So Vain. Yeah.
So Vain.
Mentioned the Total.
Who was that song about, Fred? That's the great mystery
of the Carpenters.
The great mystery of the songster world.
Yes.
Who was that song about? Some say Warren Beatty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was
Others
the guy,
say Mick Jagger.
Yes.
You remember Dick Ebersol did a lot of golf play-by-play commentary?
There was
a story about him years ago that he actually paid her money to tell
who,
him,
Carly Simon?
He paid her money to tell him who that who song was who, about. Who it was song? A story like years ago.
Yeah.
So Dick Ebersol might have known that story.
Did she?
I think she did.
Who'd she say?
I think there were stories then. I remember the Warren Beatty stuff.
All right.
I'm not old enough to remember her heyday and
Carly Simon's heyday.
Yeah, that's before my time.
You're just so.
She went on to do a lot of.
You're so vain, Chris.
You miss so much.
She went on to do some soundtracks for Winnie the Pooh films. Carly Simon did.
That's not what she's known for.
No, it's not.
She did do a Winnie the Pooh soundtrack.
Yeah. Okay.
Carly Simon.
I'm reading for. Yeah, she did at least one Winnie the Pooh film.
That lost me.
But Wesley doesn't have any idea who we're even talking about or what.
Oh,
what
I have it here. Okay. From the Encyclopedia Britannica. She eventually revealed the subject of the song to be actor Warren Beatty.
There you go.
Okay, well, I thought that's who it was.
Glad we had the internet in here today on my phone.
We're just about out of time, which is probably a good thing.
Yes.
We got a minute to go. Mm-hmm. A minute to go. You got anything good to share?
Did you mention the Texas story? No. University of Austin?
Nope.
They are getting rid of
University of Texas at Austin.
University of Texas in Austin. I started to say Arlington. Austin, they are getting rid of their DEI employees based on a state law telling them to get rid of DEI stuff.
Yeah, that's diversity,
equity, and inclusion.
Equity and inclusion. Mm-hmm. I want to say exclusion.
I know, right?
Yeah, but they've been excluded from the state budget in Texas now, following Florida. Florida did it first, Texas now. Right. They're cutting out this DEI nonsense that goes on college campuses. They're not the state of Texas. Can I put it bluntly? Ain't paying for it no more.
Mm. And so the scary part about that, where there were 60 people employed in that department.
Right.
60.
Yeah. All they are is a bunch of far lefties looking to impose their views on everybody in the school and university system. And now they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
They're fired. They go look for a job in the real world.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about, Fred.
Another win.
Oh, yes, right. Another win for the good guys. All right. Stay safe out there, everybody. Make sure you use your solar glasses.
Check the expiration date.
Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow.